This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. American Family Radio is what you're listening to. We appreciate you joining us. We do this on Fridays, so we learn a lot and have a little fun. So if you object to either one of those things, you probably need to go listen to some Gregorian chants or something. Is it Gregorian?
Gregorian.
Those two. You can listen to both of them. But anyway, we are asking questions. Tim, Ed, and Walker. And you can watch the show at Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues live stream, and you can watch our show on Facebook or on YouTube. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. J.J. Jasper is not here. He's gone away.
Yes. Would you like me to tell people where he's going to be?
Just briefly.
Briefly. All right, tonight he'll be in Fairfield, Illinois at First Christian Church.
Opening for
the Compassion Pregnancy Center.
Is he opening for the for somebody?
Or no, he's the main.
Oh, he's the one? Okay.
He's the main thing. That's tonight. Tomorrow night he'll be doing stand-up at Free Will Baptist Church in Owensboro, Kentucky. That's where he's from. Sunday morning he'll be preaching the Sunday morning service at Yellow Creek Baptist Church in Thurston, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. For more information, check out jjjasper.com.
And we don't travel with JJ. He goes himself.
Yes.
To these places. All right, there's my pen. I found it. I was getting worried. All right, back to the phone. Let's repeat our questions.
Okay, all right. And I will add a question since I've had two out of three answered. But here's one I have left. How many countries have landed a vehicle, that is a lunar rover, on the moon? How many countries have landed a vehicle on the moon?
Ed,
I have given some hints. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What other kind of vehicle would you land besides the lunar rover?
Well, that's where the last AMC Gremlin is.
Is that right?
Yeah. AMC Gremlin. Last one ever made was sent up there and landed.
I knew not.
Yeah.
Okay.
AMC Gremlin.
Did it roam around, the Gremlin?
It did not. It's just wherever it landed, there it stayed.
There it stands. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I will add one, since baseball season, preseason anyway, is starting, training camp and all. Here's a baseball question. In a baseball game, an error is scored as an E1. Which player committed the error? When an error is scored on the score sheet as an E1, which player committed the error?
All right, first question, still unanswered. How long does a player have to shoot a free throw in the NBA? How many seconds does a player have to shoot a free throw in the NBA?
And you can't appeal that. There's no appeal for
that. No appeal process at all. This is my second question. Who famously said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself? Last question, and a new one. Might be an easy one for some of you in the military. What is the highest rank a soldier can hold in the U.S. Army?
Good question.
All right, my questions, this one hasn't been answered. We introduced it an hour ago. Here's the question.
How many disappointed.
Slightly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Slightly
disappointed at our students, as much time as we spend on history here. How many people were executed for Abraham Lincoln's assassination? How many people?
And most of them were guilty.
Were executed, well, for, I hope so, for Abraham Lincoln's assassination. Number two, what animal has the longest gestation period? Which animal has the longest gestation period? I want to know the answer to that. You're listening to Trivia Friday on AFR, back to the phones.
And we go to Texas, the great state of Texas. CW is on the line. CW, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you letting me call you in.
Well,
you are
welcome.
Yes, sir.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer, CW?
All we have to fear is fear itself.
All right, that's my question. You just said it. Who said that?
It's Roosevelt.
That's right.
FDR.
Well done. Yep.
Not Teddy, but
Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin.
In his inaugural address.
So CW actually kind of did the voice like
yes,
that.
He yeah, did. That it sounded good, too.
Way better than I could have done it.
Yeah.
That was in response to the – was that before right before D-Day, or is that just in response to World War II?
He was dead by D-Day. CW, was that after we were bombed at Pearl Harbor?
Partner, I'm only 60 years old, so I have no clue at all.
It was in an inaugural address.
All we have to fear is fear itself.
I think the one you're the most famous saying from that speech was
the day that will
live in infamy.
Yeah.
Yeah. December 7th, 1941.
Right.
All right.
Good job. Good answer, CW. What's your question for us?
Well, you guys being higher educated people than myself, 2 years ago I called in and answered a question for you and asked you a question. So I'm just curious if you actually learned from that conversation the answer to my question.
Oh, man. This is cruel, CW. All right, go ahead.
I've asked this question before, so let's see if we can figure it out. There's two roly-polies. We know what those are, potato bugs or whatever. They roll up. They're going down the interstate, walking along the side of the road. What does the one say to the other?
You got what now?
Roly-polies. You know
the
little
bugs? Yeah, I know roly-polies.
Yeah. And two are going down the road, you said?
Yes, sir.
And what does one say to the other? It was something about why the chicken crossed the road, wasn't it? Why the chicken crossed the road and we can't. So, I don't know, something. I think you got us.
Well, all we have to fear is fear ourselves.
And this 18-wheeler coming down.
Neither one of you, none of you have won the T-shirt that I'm not going to send you.
Okay.
I have no idea. I couldn't hear them talking either.
Oh,
I'll
man.
I'll back in 2 years, see if you remember this.
That is classic. Sometimes, we aren't on the show. There's been Fridays I haven't been on. I don't believe I've ever heard that one. That's hilarious, man. I'm gonna remember that. Can I steal that from you? Because I'm pretty sure you stole it from somebody else.
No, I also made it up listening to you guys one day.
You made that up?
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
You probably get a job writing jokes out in Hollywood. Or something like that.
That's funnier than most of the stuff coming out of Hollywood.
Exactly. All right.
Well,
thanks.
I'm a preacher, so you have to come up with these funny things.
All right.
All right, CW. Appreciate it. Preach good on Sunday now.
I'll do the best I can.
All right. Okay. That's great. That's funny. Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't hear him either. I couldn't hear him talking either. That's good. I like that. Didn't see that coming.
Yep.
Go back to the phones.
Our hear it coming.
All right, Oklahoma. Danny is on the line. Danny, welcome to our program.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing, Danny?
Oh, doing great.
Thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Fire away, man. Fire away with your question. I mean, excuse me. Pardon me. Answer the question. Which one you want to answer?
Which question you want to answer?
I want to, the pig question, the pig answer was boar. There's actually a second part. There's also a bear. That would be a male pig that has been castrated.
They call him a bear?
They call him a bear?
Barrel.
A barrel? I understand.
A barrel pig.
A barrow. Oh, barrow.
Yeah.
I thought it was barrow.
Okay, barrow. Okay, I did not know that. So a barrow pig is a castrated.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Pig.
A barrow pig. Yes.
What happened to his voice?
Thank you, Danny, for that. All right, Danny.
You guys are borderline right there. Borderline.
Come on, he's from Oklahoma, and half the people would listen to us. I live near a farm somewhere.
Okay.
And
I know.
Yeah.
This is just part of life, isn't it, Danny?
Yeah.
Just part of life. All right, Danny, what's your question for us?
Question is, what man-made is in heaven?
Something that's man-made that's in heaven?
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves, Danny, so don't say yes or no yet. We're going to kind of decide.
What was that car on the moon?
The AMC Gremlin?
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure there's no gremlins in heaven.
I'm going. Well, you got a better answer?
Yeah, people. People are all man-made, except for Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Duly noted.
How about that?
I like your answer.
All right, Danny, we're going with
people. We got you right there. Thought you got us here, didn't you, Danny?
Yes, the correct answer would be the stripes on our Savior's back.
Oh, so you're going to go all spiritual on us, Danny, huh?
Yes,
you're going to go all spiritual on us.
Eb was right. You are right, people, right?
So people will be up there too, but you are right, and with Easter coming up, that is duly noted, Danny.
Mm.
Stripes on our Savior's back. I got no argument with that. I am ashamed of them and proud of them at the same time.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's good. Now, when you added to the pig question, did you actually want to answer a question, or was that it?
I can. I would like to. I would go the lunar vehicle.
Want to do that, or?
No, okay.
Okay.
Or what?
Because you didn't actually answer the pig question, or do you want to count that as a pig question?
Oh, it's up to you. I'd like to do both. I want to see if I can get this other one.
All right,
lunar vehicle.
Hey, you know, we're coming up at the end of the program, so here's the question, Danny. How many countries?
Okay.
How many countries have landed a vehicle on the moon?
One.
No.
More than one.
It's more than one.
Really?
It is. Mm-hmm. That a lot of people don't know this.
Two.
Huh? Well, I'm not going to let you kind of go up the scale there, but
one of those stands was one of them, right?
Huh?
One of the stands.
One of the stands, like, you know, Kazakhstan.
Yeah, one of those. Were they in there?
No.
Huh. Okay.
All right, but Danny, thank you for that information about the Barrow. So,
well, you bet. I appreciate it, and thank you guys.
All right, brother.
Thank
Keep
you,
listening.
Danny.
Keep listening to American Family Radio. Hey, Walker, these T-shirts that we have available for Trivia Friday, which we they're called Trivia Friday or Learning University T-shirts. We have them available. Where can people buy them?
Folks can visit the website afastore.net. On the internet, afastore.net. I also have a phone number if you would like me to get
that
out.
$15.
$15. Very reasonable. It helps the ministry as well.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
$15. And it makes you the height of fashion.
Absolutely.
It's a fashion statement.
And summer's coming up. You'll be wearing your T-shirts anyway. You might as well.
Absolutely.
Might as well wear your learning
uniform. Wear that to the mall or wear it to a restaurant.
Be the envy of all others.
Don't work out in the yard with it. Show some respect.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a great T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So how do they order it?
AFAstore.net.
And what about the phone number?
Here's the phone number.
You mean they call this phone number, they can order it with a credit card, the T-shirt?
That's right.
Dial right now?
Just say
I want the Trivia Friday T-shirt?
That's correct.
Go ahead.
877-927-4917.
Give it again, Walker.
877-927-4917.
All right. Last time to state our questions. Before the end of the program, coming up in 11 minutes.
All right. How many countries have landed a vehicle on the moon? Danny just answered one. That is incorrect. My other question, in a baseball game, an error is scored by the scorer as E1. E1. Which player committed the error?
All right. How long does a player in the NBA have to shoot a free throw? How many seconds? Second question, unanswered. What is the highest rank a soldier can hold in the U.S. Army?
All right, my two questions that remain are as follows. How many people were executed for Abraham Lincoln's assassination? And number two, what animal has the longest gestation period? Those are the two questions I have. And as I say, we got about 11 minutes left on the program, so let's go back to the phones.
All right, we go back to Alabama. Had a lot of Alabama folks calling in today. Matthew is on the line. Matthew, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
We're doing excellent. Thank you for asking, sir. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both. I would like to answer one of Tim's questions. His is always the easiest.
Mm. Ooh. So now you better answer it. You better answer it right, Matthew.
How do I take that? Anyway, which one do you want to try to answer, Smarty Pants?
The gestation period question.
Okay. Who am I talking
this
to?
This is Matthew.
Matthew.
Alabama.
Okay, Matthew. What animal has the longest gestation period?
It is the elephant.
The elephant.
Yes, sir.
The elephant. Now, the elephant, how long is that?
I think it's like close to 2 years.
Yes.
Wow.
You're right. 2 years.
So, ladies out there, when you carry a baby for 9 months, I don't want to hear any complaints.
Be careful, Ed.
Coming from a male.
He got that shot out of your mouth before I had a chance to shock you. Send your emails to Ed Battaglia here at the ministry. Do not send them to Walker or me. We didn't say that. All right. That you're correct, sir. That is the elephant, 645 days. The
wow.
Elephant's pregnant. And then you get to deliver an elephant.
That's right.
When it's all said and done.
Yeah, the good thing is.
It's not like the great
the
days.
The bad thing is.
Yeah, like the great days here.
The good thing is it's finally over with. The bad thing is.
Guess what you're about
you're
to
giving birth to an elephant.
Right, exactly.
Got some good news and some bad news, ma'am.
All right.
Matthew, what's your question for us?
Okay. What bird has the largest wingspan that's able to fly?
An albatross.
Oh,
yeah,
is that
you're right.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I thought you just...
Yeah, it's up to like 12-foot wingspan. It's
12-foot?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, he has to have a runway, but the albatross, of course, you have male and female. They can get up. They can fly a little bit.
Wow, 12-foot. I was going to say like a condor or something.
You hear
like
that coming over your house.
You hear it flapping?
You hear that flapping coming over your house right there.
That's what they mean by you have an albatross around your neck? You have a bird like that around your neck? Yeah. That's wow.
All right.
Well, that's great. Matthew, thank you so much.
Well done.
All right, guys. You're welcome. I enjoy listening to y'all.
Well,
by the way, thank you. Thank you, Matthew. Before you folks start emailing me, telling me I was tipped off on the questions today, therefore I'm able to answer them
quickly.
We don't do that.
No.
That would be unethical.
Yeah. Actually, I will say every once in a while, Brent will give me a hint, but he doesn't. Yeah. He didn't do it for any of your questions today.
No, I'm just.
You're just smart.
Smart.
Well, down to.
If I deny that, it's false humility.
Right.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to agree with you guys.
At least for today,
I am.
Every once in a blue moon, Brent Creeley, our producer, knows one of the answers, and he'll, if we're struggling, he'll whisper it in our ear.
Did you just diss Brent?
Kind of, I did.
I think you did.
But
he can control your microphone, right?
Yes, okay. I knew that.
He can turn it completely off. Him. Okay.
Just turn me off.
Yeah. All right. You can think you're being heard, but you're not. Because
My wife's saying, you can turn him off.
Give me that tool.
Some kind of remote control. I want it.
Trivia
Friday.
You know
what this guy's like when he's been drinking Diet Cokes.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We got 6 minutes left on the program today, and we have take as many calls as we can. Who's next?
All right, we go to Mississippi. Rachel is on the line. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank y'all, and I just want to tell y'all that y'all have been giving my dad some serious dad jokes.
Really? You mean corny? Is that what you're saying?
He comes home in the afternoon and he tells me his newest joke, and it's usually from JJ, but y'all have contributed. I just wanted to let you know.
Well,
are you saying, Rachel, when you say a dad joke, are you saying a corny joke?
Sometimes it's corny, and sometimes it's just something like Chuck Norris.
It is code for lame.
Yeah, a dad joke. That's what my kids would have thought.
Yeah, yeah.
But Rachel, I think Rachel meant it in the nicest way.
Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah.
I did mean it in the nicest way possible.
Yeah. All right, good. You meant lame and corny in the nicest way possible, right? All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Rachel?
Do both.
Which question you want to try to answer?
The Abe Lincoln question.
All right, Tim, you're up, man.
How many people, Rachel, were executed for the assassination of Abraham Lincoln?
Can I verbally talk through it? Is that okay?
Yeah,
you mean talk to yourself?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm not going to comment until you finish with your answer.
Okay, so I know that they, like, brought in a whole bunch of people, but then they found, like, seven of them that they were like, we think y'all were, like, conspiring. And I want to say it was, like, four people that got executed.
You're correct.
Wow. Four people.
Excellent,
four.
Rachel.
Rachel, four, that's outstanding.
Yeah, so it was a conspiracy. But John Wilkes Booth, of course, was the executor.
No, I didn't know that. It was a conspiracy?
I didn't know that either.
And actually, the first person, one of the people that got executed was the first woman to be executed by the U.S., wasn't it? To be tried and hanged.
Yeah, I think you're correct. I don't know. I don't know any more than that.
That's excellent. So, yeah. Are you did you read Killing Lincoln from Bill O'Reilly or something, or do you just look it up, or
No, I had a really good history teacher who was basically around for the Civil War, so, I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, that's an advantage, actually.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just happy to hear that you had a good history teacher. Because I don't think a lot of good history is being taught. But anyway, good for you. You want to ask us a question, Rachel?
Yes. I can give y'all the choice. Do y'all want a music question or do y'all want an animal question?
It doesn't matter to me. I'm bad at music, but you're good at music. You want a music question?
Yeah, give us a music question.
Let's do the music question, Rachel.
Okay. What is the sound spectrum humans can hear?
What's the sound spectrum? You mean from what to what? Audibles?
Yeah. Yeah, like what can humans audibly hear? Like what is the from what to what?
Well, you know, I don't. Alpha to omega, I think. I could be wrong about that.
It's from Abbott to Costello, I think.
Yeah.
You know what? You got us, Rachel. That's a good question. Right. I don't know.
The same that humans can hear is we can hear 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz.
20 hertz to 20 kilohertz.
Avis not even in there.
Well, I can tell you this. Avis even in there. I went to some concerts when I was growing up as a high schooler, and I can tell you there was some kilohertz going on there. The thing was loud. There was some hertz going. So. All right, you got us.
Yeah. Well, the dogs can hear what?
Less than
way higher pitch.
My dogs can
hear way higher than that.
My dogs can hear me eating chips. I know that from another room. They hear that bag come open. They hear me start chewing. They come in running, hoping I drop one or two.
She doesn't even have to see me. She just smells it and comes running.
Oh my goodness!
Hey, Rachel, thank you.
Get out of the car.
That's right. Thank you, Rachel. You have a blessed weekend. Hey.
Thank y'all so much. Yeah, thank you.
Tell your dad he's got good taste when it comes to jokes.
I will.
So you give your do you feed your dog?
I do not.
Chips.
But they will if I drop something.
Yeah. Oh, it's gone.
It's gone.
They clean
and my
up.
Wife feeds them. And the reason I know that is because one of our little dogs was up on my footstool and staring at me while I was eating something, watching a hockey game. And I mean up close. And I said, "Get away from me." And she wouldn't. And I said, "Diane, you've been feeding this dog?" Yeah, she has.
So you're
gonna give our answers.
So you had your it was in your personal space.
Yeah, up in my face. Yeah. How many countries have landed a vehicle on the moon? Three: United States, USSR, 1976; China in 2013. E1, the pitcher has committed the error.
How long does a player have to shoot a free throw in the NBA? 10 seconds. And a sergeant major is the highest rank of a soldier.
Sergeant major.
You got anything left?
Where's the cowboy question?
No, I'm
cowboy was the how many countries have landed a vehicle on the moon? Danny almost, he was going to try to answer it, but he got it incorrect.
All right, folks, have a great weekend, and keep listening to American Family Radio, and we will see you back here on Monday.